Okay, let's pick up with the Gemara in Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. We're by the two dots, about 10 lines down on the page, where it says Hisilo Davar Acher. So this is explaining what we talked about in the Mishnah on the Chav Tes, where we said that there was this conversation between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yishmael, where Rabbi Yishmael asked Rabbi Yeshua, "What's the story? Why is it the Chazal forbade, Gvina's Akum?" And so he said, because they use the keva shel nevela in order to solidify the milk, in order to curdle the cheese. So Rabbi Shmuel asked him back. He says, "Well, what are you talking about? What about the keva of the ola?" So ultimately, what happens is he says, it's really because they use the keva of eglei avodas kochavim in order to make this cheese. So Rabbi Shmuel said back to him, "Okay, well, if that's the case, then why isn't cheese challah? Why isn't gvinas akum asher b'hana?" And so he changed the subject. So says the Gemara, "My kitov nodecha miyayin." What does that mean? So this is because, what did he change the subject to? He changed the subject because, how did he change the subject? Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Shmuel, how do you read this pasuk? Is it kitovim dodecha miyayin or is it kitovim dodayech miyayin? So, and we explained before that the idea of here is that, as we know, that this is the pasuk in Shirashim, the opening psukim in Shirashim, when it says Yishakenim in Ishikos Piyu Kitovim Dodecha Miyayin, and we know that it's a very, very passionately written, beautifully written, beautiful poetry describing the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And the question is, who is talking to whom? Is the Klal Yisrael talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or is HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to Klal Yisrael? And so the way that we explained it is that if you would read the pasuk of Kitovim Dodecha in masculine, so then it would be Klal Yisrael talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it would be Kitovim Dodayich, so then that would be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to Klal Yisrael. So now the question is, my Kitovim Dodecha Miyayin, what is the meaning of this pasuk of Kitovim Dodecha Miyayin, that your love or your beloved ones are better than wine? So Ki Aser Rav Dimi Amar, so when Rav Dimi came, he said, Amra Knesset Shishal of Ne'akash Baruch Hu, Klai Shal is telling Ta'akash Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Arevim Alai Divrei Dodecha, Yosher Miyena Shel Torah. Sweeter on us are the words of your Dodecha, of your beloved ones, more than the wine of Torah. In other words, the way that Rashi explains it is that the words of Chazal, the words of the Torah Shabbat Peh that we have, are greater to us, are sweeter to us than the wine of the Torah itself, than the Torah Shabbat Chazav. So it says, wait a second, Maishna Haikra Deshali. What's going on over here? What's the difference here? Why is it that it's this pasuk in particular that when Rabbi Yeshua has to change the subject, that he diverts Rabbi Shmuel's attention to this pasuk in Shir HaShirim? So says the Gemara, Amr Rav Shimon Pazi, Vitema Rav Shimon Bar Ami. So either Rav Shimon Pazi or Rav Shimon Bar Ami said, Me Reshi Dekra Ka Amalei. It was from the beginning of the pasuk that he was saying to him. In other words, he was prodding him. Rabbi Yeshua was prodding Rabbi Shmuel to say, hey, look at this pasuk in Shir HaShirim, meaning, and read the full part of the pasuk, where the beginning part of the pasuk says, Yishakeni Minashikos Piu. He should kiss me from the kisses of his mouth. And so what he's saying to him is, Amalei, he's saying to him, Rabbi Yeshua is saying to Rabbi Shmuel, Yishmal Achi, Yishmal my brother, Chashog Sifsosecha Zu Bezu, press, clasp, shut your lips, this one to this one, Val Tvahil Lahashiv, and don't be so fast to ask questions on the Gezerah. In other words, he's telling him, just be quiet for now, don't ask, don't nitpick, don't ask any questions about the Gezerah that Chazal made not to have the Gevina of Gaim. Says the Gemara, wait a second, my daima, so what's the reason though? Why didn't he want him asking any questions about the Gezerah? Amra Ula, Vitema Rav Shmuel Bar Abba, Gezerah Chadashi, because the reason that he didn't want him asking any questions about it was that it was a new Gezerah, it was a new decree that Chazal had just put into place, that you should not be consuming the cheese, the Gvinas Akum, Vein Mefak Fikinba. We don't want people digging into this Gezerah at all. So says the Gemara, Ma Gezerasa, what exactly was the Gezerah? In other words, what was the concern? What was Chazal's concern over here that they didn't want people eating the cheese of Gaim? So says Gemara, Amr Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Amr Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, Mishum Nikar, it was a concern, it was a gezerah because of Nikar. Nikar is the snake bite, in other words, the same idea of Gila that we've talked about before, that there was concern that Gaim would leave it out, they would leave the cheese or the milk out, and so a snake would come and they would inject a venom into that cheese. And so that there would be concern that it would be fatal if you would consume that cheese that you obtained from a guy. So it says the Gemara, well, v'lay malay mishum nikar. So then why can't you just tell him? Why can't Rabbi Yishmael tell Rabbi Yishmael? The reason is that there's concern for nikar. There's concern of this snake bite, the snake venom. So it says the Gemara, kidu ula, because it's like ula, the amr ula, as ula said, ki gaji gzeiras b'marava, when they make a decree, in the West, when they make a decree in Eretz Yisrael, lo megalu taima atresa yarchishata, they do not reveal any reasoning for the decree for 12 months. Why? Doma ika inchi the lo sevir alei, because maybe there's someone who doesn't hold of it, va'asi lezilzulavei, and they'll come to degrade it. In other words, as Rashi explains over here, it's because maybe there's going to be somebody who doesn't find the reasoning for the decree very compelling, maybe not very applicable, and he's not going to bother. And so what's going to happen is he's going to degrade, he's going to belittle this decree, and people are not going to observe it. And so that's what the concern is. And that's why what Chazal do is instead they say, look, we're making a new policy. This is the policy. And they're not going to give the reasons for it. And so if there are no reasons, so then no one's going to second guess the reasoning or the need for this policy. And that way you can ensure that this gezerah is actually going to be observed. So it says the Gemara, Magadav bar Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Yirmiyah was upset about this. He the way that some have it is that he chopped it down. And he said the following. He said, Elameata Yevesha Tishtri Yashan Tishtri. He said, if that's true, if your explanation for the gezerah is correct, that the issue is that there's an issue of leaving it out and that maybe a snake injecting venom into it, if that's the issue, so then if you have dry cheese, yevesha, it should be permitted. Or if you have yashan, if you have old, aged cheese, tishri, then you should permit that. And Rav Chanina, as we know, Rav Chanina said, yavesh mutter, if it's dry, it's permitted. Why? Because ein manichol yavesh, because snake venom would not allow it to dry. Yashan mutter, and if it's old, if it's aged, then it's also permitted. Why? Because ein manichol yashin, because snake venom does not allow it to age. As we talked about in the past, and when it comes to things that are in, you know, in the world of giloy. So this was, you know, this was, as we talked about, by wine and for beer that we talked about when they've been left out for a while. So as we mentioned before, that if it is able to age, that's a litmus test that it's that there's no snake venom in it. So says the Gemara, so Amr of Chanina, or some have it as Amr of Yirmiyah. I'll tell you what the reason is. The reason for the gzera, for cheese, on cheese, is lafishi efshala b'lotzich tzuchei chalav, because it's impossible not to have in it tzichtzuchei chalav. Tzichtzuchei are like traces. They're traces of milk. In other words, the issue over here, the concern that Chazal had, was that it's true. We know that in order to make cheese, we know that only the milk obtained from kosher animals are able to coagulate, to be curdled, to make cheese. However, and so therefore you know that if you're looking at cheese, you're not looking at something that was made from a non-kosher milk, because you can't use non-kosher milk. It's just not possible to use non-kosher milk in order to make cheese. However, there still is concern that maybe a guy mixed in a little bit of non-kosher milk, and therefore even though the cheese itself is cheese that had to have been made from kosher milk, but it could be that there are little traces of non-kosher milk maybe in the pores of the cheese. And that's what the issue is. And that's why Chazal said, we don't want you consuming the gvinas akum. Ushmul Amar Shmuel said that actually, mipnei shemamidin osa be'or kevas nevela. What's the reason that there's a problem with cheese? With gvinas akum, it's because they are mamid it, they solidify it, they coagulate, they curdle the cheese using or kevas nevela, the skin of kevas nevela. Now, as we've discussed in the past, the keva is literally, the word keva is the stomach. When we talk about it for ruminants, for cows, for calves, we are referring to the fourth stomach of the cow, the abomasum. Now that's what the word keva literally means. That the abomasum is the stomach that's most similar to the stomach that we humans have. Now, when we talk about coagulating cheese, so we talked about in the past that in order to coagulate milk to make cheese, to curdle cheese, we talked about how you need an enzyme, you need rennet. So where do you get the rennet from? So one place to get it from is from the stomach lining of the cava. Because as we talked about, there's an unbelievable nace, there's an unbelievable thing that Akash Baruch Hu puts into the bria, that when a young calf is first born, it's only sucking milk from its mother. So Akash Baruch Hu makes it that there is a that the milk bypasses the milk that the calf sucks from the mother bypasses the first three stomachs, because the first couple are meant, you know, in order to enable digestion of much tougher things, fiber, grasses. And so it's not doing that, you know, when it's first born. Instead, it's only using its fourth stomach. But in order to suck out all those nutrients, it's going to be very hard if it's just a liquid passing in the stomach. So the milk goes straight into the fourth stomach, into the cava, and then the calf secretes these enzymes, the rennet, into the milk, which solidifies that milk, making it like a cheese. The inside of that stomach, and now the body is able to digest it and suck out all the nutrients, deposit all those nutrients into the bloodstream. So whenever we talk about where do you get rennet from, so one place to get it from is from the stomach lining. That lining itself, it is saturated with enzymes. Another place is from the milk itself that's inside of the calf's stomach, that coagulated milk. So that solidified milk contains enzymes in it. We've also talked about in the past, there are certain plants that have this enzyme in it, or some sort of a form of the enzyme that you're able to use in order to coagulate things. So now Shmuel is saying, what's the reason you're not allowed to use the, what's the reason that Gevinas Akum is a problem? Because how do they curdle this cheese? They use or Kevas Nevela. They use the skin of Kevas Nevela, of the keva of an animal that wasn't shechted properly. Now again, so then if he's talking about the orcavus nevela, what are we talking about? We're talking about where you're getting the rennet from. You're getting it from the organ itself. You're getting it from the stomach's lining, from that skin, from the tissue of the stomach, of the abomasum. And so now the Gemara has the following question then. So if that's the issue, which would mean then that what are you not using? As we talked about in the past, what that means is that you're not using, the issue is not that you're using the milk inside of the stomach, right? That as we talked about in the Mishnah, you're not using the milk, the coagulated milk, the curdled cheese, the solidified milk inside of the calf's stomach. That's not what the issue is over here. Apparently, that wouldn't be the problem, right? There would only be a problem if you're using the or kevas nevela. So says the Gemara, ha keva gufa sharya, the implication of here is, but the keva itself, meaning when we talk about keva itself, we don't mean the stomach itself, we mean the milk, the solidified milk inside of the stomach, that would be permitted. There would be no problem using the enzymes from that milk inside of the calf's stomach in order to make cheese. So says the Gemara, umi yomar Shmuel haki, did Shmuel really say this? Did Shmuel really say such a thing? That only is it when it comes to the or kevas nevela, that's where you have problems. But the keva itself, meaning the milk inside itself, is not a problem. Is that true? Vatanan, I thought we'll learn in the Mishnah. The Mishnah Nechulin says, kevas ha'ovek ha'chavim v'shel nevela harei zu asura. It says that the keva of an ovek ha'chavim and of a nevela is asur. Now, Vavina Bav the Gemara, we ask over there in Chulin, because it's of an ovik kuchavim, it's not nevela. Meaning to say, what's the Mishnah doing? The Mishnah says the keva of an ovik kuchavim, or the keva of a nevela. That sounds like you're saying the keva from a shchita done by a guy, or the keva of an improperly done shchita is usher. So are you telling me that because it's the shchita, it's coming, because the keva is coming from the shchita of an ovik kuchavim, it doesn't count as a nevela? It sounds superfluous here. So Vamar Shmuel, so Shmuel said regarding that Mishnah in Chulin, he said Chadakatani, it's really one thing. Kevas shchitas ove kuchavim nevela veasura. The keva of a shchita done by an ove kuchavim is considered to be nevela and it is asur. So what do you see from over here? You're telling me now that according to Shmuel, the or of kevas nevela is what's asur, but the keva itself, the milk that's found inside itself, is okay, but that's not true. it sounds like from this Mishnah, we're talking about keva. We're not talking about or kevas nevela. The Mishnah in Chulin is talking about kevas of kochavim or kevas nevela. And Shmuel seems to say keva of shchitas of kochavim is nevela. And count explaining that Mishnah. So what are you telling me that oh, it's only the or of kevas nevela? It's only the actual organ, the stomach itself, that you're using, if you use some of the stomach tissue in order to make cheese, that would be a problem. But if you use the milk found inside of the stomach that contains all those enzymes to solidify, that would not be a problem. Is that true? The Mishnah and Chulin, given certainly the way that Shmuel explained that Mishnah, doesn't seem true to be true. It sounds like Shmuel holds that the or kevus nevel is a problem and that the kevus nevel itself is also a problem. So says the Gemara, lo kasha, that's not really a question. Kan kodem chazara, kan la'achar chazara. Here is before the retraction. Here is after the retraction. Mishnah lo zazim umkoma, and a Mishnah, a teaching, does not move from its place. What does this mean? What this means is as follows. What's our kasha here? Our kasha is that Shmuel is telling us now that what's the reason that they made a gezerah against consuming cheese of a guy that was made by a guy. He's explained the reason is that they use or kevus nevela in order to make that cheese. So now you're telling me, oh, but Shmuel, don't we have the Mishnah in Chulin? The Mishnah in Chulin says that keva itself, meaning the milk found inside of the stomach of the cow, is also a problem. So why does it sound like from our Mishnah that it's only or kevus nevela that's a problem? So what the Gemara is explaining is that Mishnah in Chulin, that was said before the retraction. What retraction? The retraction of Rabbi Yeshua. Remember, in Mishnah Chaf Kesem and Beis, Rabbi Shmuel is pressing Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Shmuel says to Rabbi Yeshua, he says, what's going on with Gevinas of the Kochavim? So he says to him, so Rabbi Yeshua responds, it's because they use Kevas Nevela in order to make it. And then ultimately he says, he pushes him further and he says, you know why it's usher? It's usher because of Kevas Egli Avodas Kochavim. And then he says, okay, so then why is it usher not? And he changes the subject. So Lamaisa though, what the point is that there is a retraction that occurs in our Mishnah. And that is, the Mishnah talks about Kevas Nevela. And so the point is that Rav Yeshua retracted from his point, and he said, Mipneshim Aminosa Bekevas Nevela, that actually wasn't true. Because what is Maminosa Bekevas Nevela that Rav Yeshua said to him, what's the implication there? The implication is that there's no, that would be an issue. In other words, if you use kevas nevela, that would be problematic. But the truth is, at the end of the day, Rav Yeshua retracts from that reasoning, which would mean then that at the end of the day, Rav Yeshua does not hold this way, and that the keva itself, the milk that you find inside of the stomach, that solidified milk with containing all those enzymes, is not going to be a problem. It's only or kevas nevela that's a problem. So when did the Mishnah and Chulin tell us that kevas over kochavim is a problem? That's because that Mishnah was taught before Rabbi Yeshua retracted from his statement. That's what's going on. So regarding that Mishnah Chulin, Shmuel explains the Mishnah Chulin, given the assumptions of the Mishnah Chulin that we are working within Rabbi Yeshua's original point of kevas nevela being a problem. And now he's explained kevas shchitas over kochavim is nevela. But then, this Mishnah over here, when we say this statement over here, that Shmuel comes along, and he says, Mepnei Shema Amin Nosa, Ba'or Kevas Nevela. So when we have this point over here, that's going to be after the Chazara. And so this is the legitimate point. The final point, this is in light of Rabbi Yeshua's retraction, that we are saying that it's because of them using Or Kevas Nevela in order to make the cheese. Okay. Let's do two more reasons. So we had so far the reason for why Gevinas Akum should be a problem because of Nikar. We said because of Yevshel La Belot Tzuchtzuchei Chalav. And then we have a third reason suggested, and that is because they are Ma'amidin Osa Be'or Kevas Nevela. The Gemara says, Rev Malchim Mishmeid Rev Adavar Ahava Amar Bebnesh Machlikin Paneha Bishuman Chazir. What's the reason that it's Aser? Because they shmir it, they coat it, the face, the surface of it, with shuman chazir, with pig fat, and that's why there's a problem. Rav Chisda Amar, Mipnei Shema Aminu Nosa B'Chometz. Rav Chisda said, actually, I'll tell you why it's aser. It's aser because they use the chometz, they use vinegar in order to make this cheese. Apparently, you can curdle cheese using this using vinegar. Perhaps the acid within it is able to help coagulate. And so, what we are saying now is as follows. Then, What we have is two more reasons for why it should be. Remember, just at least with regard to chometz, what would be the issue with chometz? The issue would be because again, if something is vinegar, we're going to assume then that the guy had it. It's in its state of when it was wine, and then it fermented further and became vinegar, and now you have yain nesach in your cheese. Now one more point. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, "Mepnei shema amino sabistrafa arla." It's because they use strafa arla. They use the sap of arla in order to solidify, in order to curdle the cheese, and that's the issue. Okay, so at the end of the day, then before we're not gonna we'll go through next time the point from the Mishnah in arla next time Bezer Hashem. But what do we talk about over here? So the first point was that we discussed what was it? Why was it specifically the pasuk in Shir HaShirim that Rabbi Yeshua changed the subject to this pasuk in Shir HaShirim? And we explained that's because he was prodding Rabbi Shmuel to take a look at the first part of the pasuk, so that to tell him that you know you should keep your lips pursed. For now, just like the beginning part of this pasuk, don't ask questions. So the question is, what's the big deal with asking questions about the reasoning behind the gezerah? And the answer is that it was a new gezerah, and they didn't want people poking at it. So what was the reason for the gezerah? So we give a number of reasons. The first one was because of nikar, because we're nervous about the snake biting, the snake venom being injected. And so that's the issue, that there was snake venom injected into it, and so there'd be concern. So the Gemara said, okay, so what's the issue then? Why can't he just tell him the reason for the gezerah? And the answer is that they didn't want people saying, oh, you know, I don't really buy that reason. It doesn't seem to be very compelling, or that it's not applicable. And so in order to ensure that everyone adopts this new policy, Chazal didn't give a reason. Okay, so one reason that we give for the reason for Gevinas Akum being prohibited was because of Nikar. The second one was from Rav Chanina. That was because of Yef Shalab Belo Tzuchtzuchi Chalav. There are little traces of non-kosher milk in it also. Shmuel's reason, the third reason, was Mepnei Shema Amino Saba Or Kevas Nevela. They used the skin, they used tissue from the stomach of the animal in order to curdle the cheese. We had another reason, the fourth reason, Rav Malchia. That was because they smear pig fat on the surface. We have another reason, Rav Chizda. That was because they used chometz. And then the final reason is Rav Nachman Yitzchak, and that was because they used the sap of Arla in order to make this cheese. All right, let's hold here.